Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
South Korea has banned dog meat trade. All right. They're moving towards not eating
dog meat trays.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That stuff is always, I
you
can't
get
watch
the,
any videos.
Variety of dog meat on our charcuterie board.
Barcuterie board?
So sad.
Yeah, charcuterie?
Well, if it's dog.
South Korea said, we're not doing this anymore. So that's good. That's
Is it one very specific breed of dog?
No, it was all dogs.
I think it was just strays.
I think it was probably mostly.
Well, there's no pets. It was people eat them.
Mongrel.
They did for years.
Yeah. I think if you have discerning taste, though, you can catch the hint of German Shepherd.
I don't know.
or whatever happens to be in that dog. But you have to be really well-trained.
Well, I wonder if
you're one of those like dog sommeliers.
They were hard. It's horrible, Nick. If you ever don't go down a rabbit hole, and I never did, but I randomly saw a picture one time of just all of them just in a cage. And it was just it was just brutal. I realize we eat other animals and aren't cute. You know, we eat chickens. We should feel bad. Blah blah blah. But dogs are the best. You know, they're our friends. You know?
But as far as like beef goes, are there different breeds of cows, or are they all just coming from the same?
There's 70 million different kinds of cattle.
Yeah.
Some make milk, some are for meat. That's a big difference in some of them.
Some of them have long horns, some of them don't.
True. Yeah.
Some of them grow bigger, some of them not so big.
The regular ground beef you get from a store, is that coming from like the same breed of cow?
Possibly.
As expensive steaks, you mean?
I would have to define.
Like the Wagyu, there's different cuts.
Yeah, Wagyu, yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
As far as you get like steak, but I just wonder like ground beef.
There's Hereford
Of course
beef.
You think about ground beef because that makes a burger.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Everything comes back to the burger.
It does. You can put it in tacos too. Yeah.
I don't know where the cheap burger comes from. Probably just a different cut, different part of the cow. Again, I'll defer to the ranchers on that one.
All right. You know, by the way, we got distracted. We got distracted earlier. We talked about this is why they brought back Supersize. I think we just went off to a Burger King Big Mac. Mm-hmm.
Like that
Whopper.
Article said value. People want value. And they want to compete with the likes of like Shake Shack and Five Guys.
Because they still have big size fries, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, got it.
Oh, I get
bigger
little,
fries, bigger burgers.
A couple of seconds audio from a guy who's eating all the Costco hot dogs.
Okay.
Calls himself Sir Yacht. This is just an audio update from his reels.
Except eating nothing but the Costco hot dog.
That's day six. Day six of eating nothing but the Costco hot dog.
Six of eating nothing but the Costco hot dog meal for a week. For the past 6 days, I have consumed 25 glizzies for a grand total of $37.50. I have also strangely lost 3 pounds.
Also, look at this shirt that came in today. I'm so stoked. I got that dog in me, more like 25 of them, and probably a tapeworm. It's still a terribly bad time to be a glizzy. I'm so stoked.
It's day...
That dog in me, more like 25 of them, and...
I think he's calling the hot dog a glizzy.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Is that what you guys call him?
And he's lost 3 pounds. His intestines are just falling out of his ass.
That's what it is.
Yeah. He's losing his bowels.
His colon's become a slip and slide.
First time I heard the term glizzy was from this guy. Apparently that's the combo meal.
Sounds like somebody that would open up for Lizzo.
What's the combo meal?
Much like Frankfurter, Wiener, Frank, Lincoln, footlong, a glizzy is just another word for a hot dog.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you don't get the chips with it?
I've Game never heard that.
Gained popularity in the early 2020s.
I think the combo at Costco is just the hot dog and a drink.
Okay. What do you mean? You mean it became popular like now? You said early 2020.
That is
so
now. Yeah.
People start calling them glizzies for no reason?
They're widely used in the Washington, D.C. area before that.
I didn't know
that.
I never knew that.
No.
Okay.
All right. Regionalism.
So, okay. He's from there, right? Yeah. Obviously. Okay.
Yeah, and McDonald's has not
made... With roots in the rap world, a glizzy is a slang for a Glock handgun. The evolution of the word to include hot dog comes from the extended magazine of a pistol, which is about the length of a hot dog.
All right. What?
That's an odd thing to compare it
the
to.
The extended magazine of a pistol.
You know, this extra magazine for my Glock is about the size
of
a
hot
dog. Looks
like a hot dog.
Well, you know, they're high. Yeah. When they're coming up with this kind of stuff, so
Speaking
why not?
Speaking of that...
This guy's eating too many of those hot dogs.
Did you read about the carnage in Canada?
Oh, I know, man. They got rid of all the weed, right?
Canada destroyed 3.7 million pounds of unsold, unpackaged cannabis since 2018.
Took the whole bar, right?
Canadian operators destroyed millions of packages of unsold cannabis products and a record amount of unpackaged dry flower in 2022 and the first half of 2023, largely because of years of imbalance in supply and demand. So apparently they overestimated the Canadian demand for weed.
3.8 billion grams.
Up there, they just call it the demand for weed.
Right.
Yeah. According to data shared by Health Canada, the federal cannabis regulator, 611.7 million grams, that's 1.3 million pounds, of unpackaged cannabis was destroyed by licensed producers in 2022, an increase of nearly 44% over the 425.3 million grams destroyed the previous year. So demand is apparently going down. I wonder if the black market has something to do with that.
No, what happened? No, I think what has something to do with that is that
the novelty.
Not everybody is going to like the way it feels on weed, and the anti-weed people think that everybody's just all of a sudden addicted. We all know people that don't like the taste of alcohol. That they're not even alcoholics. They just don't
so
like
do
the
you
taste
think
of alcohol.
People just?
I know a lot of people that party that just don't like getting high because it's not what they're into.
So are you saying there were people who might not be inclined to buy weed that said, "Well, it's legal. Let's give it a try." And that's kind
yes.
of going away
oh,
now?
Oh, easily. Okay. I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
You might be right, Todd, but I think that's totally part of it.
I think
I know a lot of people that don't like to feel, I tried it, that's not my thing. I'd rather have a drink.
Any place that goes legal, there's going to be a spike because of the novelty,
right.
And people are going to try it and because they haven't, and now they can, and then they're not going to probably be a regular customer of that place after that. You know, there's going to be that population.
Unlike Nebraska, where the attorney general is going after Delta 8 and Delta 9 now.
Oh, yeah. You can't have that.
Yeah, you can't have that.
It also says down here at the bottom of this, they says some of this Canadian stuff, they think companies not having sales team or a good business plan to sell their weed might be a problem. And it says labeling requirements have driven consumers towards high THC products, leaving a surplus of quality lower THC cannabis without a pathway to the market.
Now, see, they need to market that better. Because I know a lot of people who think, you know, weed today is just too powerful, and they want the ditch weed that they smoked back when they were in college.
I wouldn't mind giving that a shot just to see what it felt like now.
Yeah. Well, that's what Delta 8 is for. So get it while you can.
Yeah. Are there
seeds
and sticks in that?
Yeah, you don't smoke that there. You just eat that. Just gummy.
Oh, know? It doesn't come in flower form?
I have no idea, but I don't think it might, Todd. I don't know. I don't know.
This is it's like food.
I've only had the gummies,
you know, like grocery stores and restaurants throw away so much food, and they could just take it to a homeless shelter. Couldn't they do that with all this weed?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot
of it weed to a homeless shelter.
Yeah,
no, it could be used for medicine. They could take it to a hospital. They could take it to a cancer treatment place.
Yeah, homecoming dance.
They said a lot of that flower, once it's a certain age, it loses its potency.
Oh yeah, might be the reason.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with that. A flower reaching the age of not being potent.
But even if it's
like, does this vodka go bad?
Even if its potency has lowered, are they burning that? That's got to be the way they destroy it, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like
And that smoke still has to vent somewhere, doesn't it?
That's when you need to just show up with a paper towel roll and...
Like, well, how do they?
You're hanging out near the down the wind is where you're hanging
right.
out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I just
set the band up here.
Right.
Every once in a while, and I don't know where it comes from because it's years old, but I think they're burning some weed in the background, and there's a TV reporter. They might be burning something more potent than weed.
Yeah.
But about a minute into the report, you can tell he's been huffing a lot of it. And he starts to get a little libertation.
I think there was an episode of Bourdain's show one time where he was somewhere and they were burning a giant pile of like seized illegal weed, and he's just kind of doing what we would do, standing there looking. I go, wait, what? No.
Walking a little closer to the fire.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, I don't know why a lot of these places who legalize weed don't look to Colorado. Because, you know, the market in Colorado has been up and down. It hit a plateau, and then it spiked again, and then it plateaued again. They've been doing it for 10 years now. So you probably get better information by looking at what's going on in Colorado and, you know, judge from there.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And our guests are getting seated. Sure. Give them a little time. Tim, you there?
He's with us.
Can you hear us? Can
He's
Tim?
He's
can
donning
Tim
the headphones as we
see him.
How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, brother?
Hey. Good to see you guys.
We're thinking 5 years, right, Colleen? How long, man?
We're gauging it by how old his son is. So he just had his son, and now his kid is?
Yeah, he just turned 5.
Big 5.
Right. Congratulations,
five
by the
years.
Way.
Yeah.
It's great,
thanks,
man,
buddy.
Having a little boy.
Yes, sir. I was just telling Colleen how after you have a kid, it's like every month is like a week, and you know.
Yep.
All the cliches.
Yeah, congratulations, man. You have a fun time, man. Kids are great, you know, until they're not.
Well, they still think you're cool at that age a lot of the time.
Oh, 5's a good age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's pretty cool these days.
They still love daddy, you know. They don't, because like Nick was saying, his youngest kid's 14. Nick had 2 older kids, and Nick was the dumbest guy in the house, and now the 14-year-old has turned into calling Nick the dumbest guy.
Yeah, I had like 6 months where I wasn't the dumbest dude on the planet. Now we're right back to that.
How many you got?
Just one. Just one, yeah. And he's enough.
Yeah. Is that what she says? Is that what the wife says too?
Well, I was telling Colleen on the way over here too, like, I wish now that I'd given him a brother or sister, especially because he runs me ragged. But
right.
Never too late.
Yeah.
Or is it too late?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I have a neonatal nurse friend who said she sees healthy pregnancies in their 40s all the time, but my wife just turned 41, and it's mainly just me. Like, I'm getting old, man.
You don't want to have
And my boy is so, like, relentless. He's, like, the worst coach I've ever had. I'm like, Daddy's knee is kind of bothering him today, you know? He's like, want to play chase. I'm like, well,
but
my
you know
knee's
what?
Bothering me.
You know, I had my son probably about the age you had your son, sounds like it, somewhere in there, maybe a little older than you at the time, and I got up every time you wanted me to do something. I did it. I'm sure you're because I didn't want to be that guy that didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was tired a lot on those in those times. Dad, you want to do this? Dad, you want to do that? Yeah, of course. I'm thinking if I wanted to say no a lot because I was tired. I said nope. I'll get up and play because he'll always remember that you actually went out and did that. You know, so
We have a great time together. We play a lot of football and all that, but he definitely does not care about my sleep. Like the other day he woke me up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. He's like, daddy. Yeah. I stumble in there completely asleep, step on a Lego, which is the worst pain on earth.
Oh,
that sucks.
Oh man. And I'm like, what, Bubba? What can daddy do for you? I want mommy. I'm like,
wake her up.
Like he woke me up to call me in there to tell me I'm not the one he wants. Like,
are you on the road every week though? You get to see him a lot. I mean,
he's
got on the weekends.
I try to make my schedule in a way that I'm home a lot. He's the first thing in my life that comedy took a backseat to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like,
not the wife, not family. I get that.
I mean, no girl, no. I mean, my wife was old enough to understand, and he doesn't, you know, but, like, no girl, no special occasion, nobody's wedding, nothing. I was always like, I'm booked, you know.
Yeah.
But now when I sing
funeral,
out,
yeah, blow up your funerals, you know.
Oscar game?
Yeah.
pretty much, yeah.
No football game?
Where are you living now, Tim?
We live in California by close to Redondo Beach.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. The weather's great. The traffic sucks, you know.
Yeah, but the weather's great, so. Yeah.
It all evens out.
We never feel sorry for people that live in great weather like you do. And Colleen was just in California for the holidays, right?
I was. Yeah.
In that area, kind of, right?
San Diego.
Oh, you're San Diego?
No, it sucks down there.
Yeah. I know. I saw
it's terrible weather.
All that social media of Colleen and her sons on the beach, and you know, up north it was cold. Obviously, I'm like, I'm glad they're having a great time, but man. You like to rub that in, don't you, Carl? Good for you. I do. I know.
I had so much fun. I can't believe I came back to this and you guys.
Well, don't blame us. Just hate the weather. Don't hate us. Come on.
We're on the same level as gray weather.
Yeah,
nice.
Sure. So.
Yes, you are.
Show, drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.